From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, June 23rd, 2026. Starting this week, the Maine Treasurer's Office says it will be sending 34,000 checks to owners of unclaimed property. These include bank accounts, uncashed checks, life insurance policies, and safe deposit box contents that are turned over to the state by national and local businesses if an owner has not claimed them. The state says the check amounts range from $10 to $5,000 and total $10.5 million. State officials say those receiving checks were identified through a data match process. A conservative advocacy group says it's gathered enough signatures to force the state to consider rule changes to its Medicaid program amid concerns about fraud. Republican State Representative Laura Libby says her group, Lead Maine, submitted more than 3,000 signatures to the Maine Department of Health and Human Services. The group wants to tighten MaineCare oversight by requiring the state to inspect providers in person and to suspend reimbursements if a provider receives a notice of an improper payment. Libby says the rules are needed to restore trust in the system after reports of alleged fraud.
There's been a lack of accountability and transparency from the Mills administration, and that sets the tone for everyone. And that's why we're seeing what we are in the system.
DHHS has 60 days to start the rulemaking process, which is expected to include a public hearing. The agency did not immediately respond to requests for comment. The campaign arm of House Democrats in Washington, D.C. is rallying behind Matt Dunlap in Maine's 2nd congressional district race after backing his rival in the party primary. Kevin Miller reports.
The memo released Tuesday from the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee is the clearest signal yet that the party is not walking away from Maine's 2nd district race. The DCCC blasted former Governor Paul LePage, the Republican nominee, while saying Dunlap enters the race with, quote, a record of delivering for Maine across the political spectrum and the kind of independent Maine first profile that wins in the 2nd district. It's still unclear, however, how involved financially the DCCC plans to be in the race, which could help decide which party controls the House next year. Dunlap had strongly criticized the committee's endorsement of Joe Baldacci during the primary campaign, seeking to tap into a strong anti-establishment mood among some Democratic voters. Dunlap beat Baldacci after last week's ranked choice runoff. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
Nearly 12,000 people in Maine enrolled in programs last year that offer sterile syringes and treatment referrals, the second highest number in the past decade. An annual report from the Maine Center for Disease Control also finds that the number of referrals for infectious disease treatment and screening among consumers increased for the 7th year in a row. And sites of the state CDC says the report highlights the importance of syringe service programs in curbing infectious disease transmission.
Particularly in Maine, where we do see very high rates of hepatitis C, we are experiencing an outbreak of HIV, and we know there's an ongoing substance use disorder need across the state.
Syringe service programs operate in 11 of Maine's 16 counties. Last year, the programs made nearly 52,000 referrals for medical care, food assistance, and mental health treatment. The Maine Center for Disease Control has also confirmed a case of Powassan virus in a resident of Penobscot County. In an advisory to health providers, the agency says the individual acquired the tick-borne infection in Maine earlier this month and was not hospitalized. It's the first confirmed case of Powassan virus in the state this year. Symptoms are similar to other tick-borne diseases such as fever, fatigue, and muscle aches. Infections can also cause neurologic symptoms and even death. The CDC says transmission can occur in as little as 15 minutes, and the incubation period can last up to 5 weeks. Public health officials urge the public to take steps to prevent tick bites, such as wearing long sleeves and pants and using repellent. They also advise daily tick checks. And an environmental group is suing the Maine Department of Environmental Protection for failing to upgrade water quality classifications on a part of the Androscoggin River. The group says water samples show conditions from the base of Gulf Island Pond to Warumbo Dam have improved, but state regulators haven't upgraded the classification rating to reflect the real quality of the water. Ed Friedman with the nonprofit Friends of Merrymeeting Bay says accurate classifications prevent the river from backsliding.
People up there really want a live and healthy river because they understand it will help their economies. People want to move there. People want to do business there. It'll be a place to celebrate as opposed to, you know, a dingy mill town.
The group is also suing the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for failing to hold the state of Maine accountable to the Clean Water Act. The Maine DEP said it does not comment on pending litigation. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, innovative ways to feed people in Maine. I'm Nicole Ugrisco. Thanks for listening.